We're the Cutting Mat Podcast. Because last episode we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
And some people were confused because it was their first episode.
We're a podcast about Gunpla. We build plastic models of giant robots, and we Tino does our intros.
Not as much as just Gunpla. It's more about miniature scale modeling, cars, mecha, whatever it is. If it's a scale model, we build it.
Is that what this podcast is about?
Yeah. Do you want to leave?
I might be in the wrong podcast.
Do you want to go? No, this isn't like a Bandai. Like, bye, Bandai. Bandai.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong podcast. I'll see you guys later.
Oh, shit. Tino, how about you go ahead and sign us on, bud?
All right, cool. I'm Tino, also known as...
No, do it the right way. Come on.
Clear the voice.
Hold on, let me get it ready.
Yep, we got a soundboard for this.
Sip a drink here.
Yeah, you got to sip a drink.
You ready?
He's drinking razors to get it going.
I'm Tino, also known as Big V Roman, and this is the Cutting Mat Podcast.
Yeah, hold on, wait, I gotta switch it, bud.
Nope, this is awful. Woo! This is terrible.
We got Foley sounds, boys.
We have to stop this. We have to stop this.
Yeah, this is terrible.
I'm hearing people sign
Who
off.
Who let me have my phone at the table?
Somebody just turned off the podcast.
Put it away.
Put your phone down.
Put it on silent. Turn it off. Throw it across
the
room.
Silence your phones. Please keep your hands and arms inside the podcast
at all times.
Away from the doors.
But Tino, what's your name, Tino?
I'm Tino, also known as Big V Roman, all over the internet.
Are you?
Maybe. I don't know right now. I'm having some thoughts.
Having some second thoughts about being Tino.
To my left.
He's from Brooklyn.
Is the one and only.
I'm Bailey. How's it going? Kamau_Zeta on Instagram. And to my left.
Yeah, I'm Brandon. I do this website, mechagenre.com, and I use the username mechagenre because I am a fan of the mecha genre.
I thought you were just a fan of Bandai. That's what you said like 10 minutes ago.
I love Bandai, Gundam only. They're called Fandais, Joel.
we're called Fandais?
Called Fandais.
And don't talk to me or my robotic child war machine
again. Yeah, that's correct. who are you, by the way?
My name's Tino, too. I draw...
Hey!
I draw things.
I don't need this right now.
I'm an artist. I draw pictures of stuff.
I draw pictures of ass.
Sometimes I draw Pokemons.
Some Pokemons, some Borderlands. What do you want, bud? Somebody
hit the reset button.
I'm Joel. I go online as True Gunpla, truegunpla.com. All kinds of fun stuff. And today we're talking about inspiration.
Welcome, everyone. I hope that you all come to be inspired with us. We're very excited about this episode, and we think that it will act as some great inspiration for...
We're going to tell you what to do.
Let's inspire you to be inspired.
We're going to suggest to you what to do.
We're going to tell you how to enjoy your hobby my way.
Yes, exactly.
That's what this is for, right?
Enjoy the hobby for me.
Me.
For myself.
Gunpla community is mine.
This is the Gunpla community. You are all... Puppets, dance puppets.
Good,
perfect.
Yes, dance. Don't forget to paddle.
But don't weather too much.
Don't appreciate with
your
black.
Seam is crooked.
I can't believe you've done that.
Fade in music.
You're doing the hobby wrong.
Can we make it like Jethro Tull this time?
Now I know exactly where to fade in the music, so I don't have to listen to this nonsense gribble grabble for 30 minutes.
And now you'll know, like, right after the music, there's a bunch of...
That's like a 30-minute intro.
Okay, the music ended now?
Yeah, now it's normal podcasting.
Wow, I really love that podcast intro music.
Yeah,
It's actually like an actual segue.
Yep.
Hold on. Wow, I forget the name of the band.
Keep away from the sound machine.
Yeah, Joel is looking up
for
a
now.
Podcast.
No more Foley for now.
A band right now. We're recording a podcast.
We've never actually said who the band was.
Oh yeah, that's
episodes.
True. We talked about it before.
So the band, shout out.
Noda Ashi.
It's a name for a samurai sword. Mm-hmm. They're a group of local musicians here in Durham, North Carolina. They did an album called Beyond Death, Beyond Reason. It's all instrumental.
Love it.
It is very, like, as you've heard, like, progressive, like, Asian-influenced metal. The dudes are phenomenal fucking musicians. Everything on that album is not like fake VST instruments. It's all real
shit. Dude, that's awesome.
It's a great fucking album. It's five songs. You can get it on Bandcamp. It's NODACHI.bandcamp.com.
Like spelled like the sword.
Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to those guys. They've been our theme song forever and always. Good dudes. So if you ever get a chance to support them in their music, go ahead and do it.
Do you listen?
Thank
to
you
music?
For the use of your of the song.
But
by
like,
the way.
Do you ever listen to music for inspiration?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I feel like that's a like if you go to like different art types of art for inspiration. I think that's kind of a cool place to start.
I think like, we've talked about this before. At least I have when I have the two modes of, you know, it could be like listening to like fucking old Outkast, not new Outkast, old Outkast,
good Outkast.
And then like
Aquaman. Part of the routine.
Yeah, like
and then the next thing is like Wardruna and like black metal shit. And all the lights are red, and then Rachel comes like, "What the fuck is going on?
What
here?
The fuck is going? Why are your eyes bleeding?
Why is
what's
there
happening?
Snow inside?
What is happening? What's going on in here? Get those horns off your head.
Where did this like, storm come from?
If I paint Warhammer minis, I'm automatically listening to Bolt Thrower. There's nothing else to listen to.
Oh, I've got a weird... So I listen to, like, philosophy lectures when I paint Warhammer minis.
You're a fucking
it's
nerd.
Super weird. I like... I'm learning about, like, modal logic. Like, when you consider the set of all possible worlds, how do you build an argument based on, like, these modal principles? And it's kind of interesting. But regardless, it's cool to paint an Eldar.
While listening to really smart shit.
Oh, yes, I'm painting this guy. He's a total dick. Eldar fucking dicks to everyone. They
yes, I subscribe to the Eldar New Yorker.
Yes. See, I'm listening. I'm painting orcs, so it's usually bolt thrower, like primitive man, like caveman.
See, that's
like
great.
Brutal metal and shit. Boom, ba-boom,
ba-boom. You're like, I wonder how rusty he would let his weapon get. Well, at this point, you can hardly see any of the original colors.
So yeah, it's just
like
all blood.
It's entirely rust, yes. But it's perfect. Yes, wonderful.
But I feel...
Pip-pip, yes, rather.
Pip-pip, yes.
Oh, yes, I'm an orc. Are you ready to go to war today? Oh, well, yes, brother orc. Yes, I quite am. Yes, would you like to...
You're low on ammo.
No, that's what orcs sound like.
Cheerio.
Those are orcs, dude. Yeah. Hey, would you like to have a war today? Yes, I do believe that we could use a war.
Sir, do you have any more red paint? This must go faster.
It needs to go a bit faster. We've got to get about 3 inches out of it.
You're low on ammo. Let's give you a twig and a rubber band.
Right.
There you go. It's a whole rack of ammo.
You believe that that's going to be a gun, so it's just going to work like a gun, eh? Well, you've got some kind of weird psychic ability to just make things work. Yes, that's fantastic.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about that.
This bit has gone way too long that needs to be.
A great bit. I love
it's a great bit.
But this is cool because it's like, look at this. This is a different fiction. So you've got like your Warhammer world. It's got its own fiction. You got like your Gundam world. It's got a whole set of like fiction behind it. And it's kind of cool because like you can swap between these different hobbies and get inspiration from each of the genres. We just talked about Star Wars for an embarrassingly long time.
Dude, I love Star Wars.
It could have gone longer.
I know, but it was
it
honestly.
It could have gone longer, honestly.
Well, dude, it was like 6 hours.
What?
We've been here.
It felt
in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's one in the morning the next day.
But you can also cross over those.
I love that. Yeah.
Because like right for Char month, I'm actually doing an orc plane.
Love it.
That's Char theme.
That's inspiration. You're like, hey, what would happen if the red comet was actually the green comet?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want. I want to build a little helmet for him and everything. It's really a bad idea.
No, it's a great idea. That's a fantastic idea. How cool would that be?
But when I'm listening to that, again, Bolt Thrower,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You know, actually, Fintral.
Dude.
It's a band that dresses up like orcs and shit. And they play like shanty metal or some shit like that.
Shanty metal.
Let me write that down.
It's like Alestorm. It's like
actually, literally, they went on tour.
That's fantastic.
Them and Goblin something.
Oh, I love that.
Actually, shout out to Aether Realm. They're a local band here that actually has gone on tour with Alestorm a bunch of times. Nice. We have a store for them, Holy Mountain Printing.
Dude, that's cool.
Good nerds.
Good nerds. You guys are good nerds.
Thanks for being nerds. It's not just music, though. Tino, you play a fuck ton of Borderlands. You are the Borderlands. We said this before. You're the Borderlands boy.
I feel like we're all
gathered here because we're all very concerned about you, and we care for you very
this
much.
This is actually intervention.
Surprise!
Surprise! Intervention!
Your Borderlands affects me in the following way.
Y'all don't realize
like
I'm so hyped right now. We are literally a month away.
Intervention!
You're not being accusatory
enough. You did a Borderlands kit.
Yes, I did. I'm working on
part of the intervention is he has to wait a month after its release.
Oh no.
Well, I mean,
Tino just pulled out a gun.
The game will be released by the time this podcast is released, so good luck finding me for the next episode.
Oh, shit. Huh. We'll go record at your house.
There you go.
Well, you can just use your Tino voice.
Yeah,
Hey, I'm Dino.
Borderlands sucks.
I don't even need to play Borderlands.
I think you're a New Yorker.
Hey, this is Dino.
I am a New Yorker.
New Jersey accent.
Yeah.
Like. I'm playing Beyblades now. Fuck out of here. Forget about it.
Forget like, about it.
You're part of the family, right?
Bro, yeah. Bro Builder in New York is like, well, you know, I'll turn this podcast off now. Like, fuck this shit.
That just got offensive.
Dude, well, let's talk about it. For real.
No,
look what I was saying, guys, though. It's like,
I forgot what we were saying. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, so, I did one, the Torque Zone Half Cannon.
Yeah.
And I've got one that I'm painting now and another one that I'm planning. Because all the stuff for the new game coming out, it's I really want to throw a lot more guns onto a Gundam.
I think you should.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the Borderlands style of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make call it a gun.
I just heard just a stat that it has the most guns of any game ever, something like that.
I thought Borderlands 2 had that.
No. So it. That's a whole other bonus episode to talk about. But
Tino could go on for a whole hour talking about this.
That was just a selling point. Like they have, they've got like algorithms in the game that pull from certain parts, and all the games up to now, pulled from every part. So like you could get a Torque gun that had like a handle from Atlas or not Atlas but Hyperion or something like that.
So like Greebles in a sense, you're just throwing shit on.
Yeah. So but now they have all the guns, all the manufacturers pull from their own sets, and all their sets are as expansive as Borderlands 2 was, essentially.
Like all the sets?
Are they still are they pulling from 1
Dude,
and
that's
2?
Awesome.
No, all that stuff too, like for weapons?
Yeah, so I mean, so they brought back Atlas, which was missing in Borderlands 2 because of the story itself.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm trying to say is like the manufacturers have their own pieces. They're not pulling from other places
shit.
Now.
So you're not going to get cross.
Yeah,
promotion.
You won't get crossover, but like it's going to work in the guns' favors because now you're not going to, or at least it'll work in favors of people grinding because now you're not going to be grinding over and over for like the one Ruby gun that's got a Maliwan handle which gives you life back or whatever. So
see, just talking about this, I've already become inspired to give you an idea. You know how the people drop guns and loot.
Yes.
There's that colored beam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get a piece of clear runner, sand it really rough, put an LED in it, so you have that clear beam coming off random Gundam weapons diorama.
Actually,
shit.
There's a part for that. I believe that Evergreen Plastics makes green and pink clear dowels.
Oh, shit.
That
there you go.
Plastruck does,
you
for
could,
sure.
Yeah, Plastruck definitely
makes. You
can
do it thin, like a thin little... Mm-hmm. But literally just you talking about that inspired me to give you an idea.
I've also been inspired.
Yeah.
I've also got a template for the weapon cards that pop up when you look at them on the ground.
What?
And I've been messing around making like Gundam weapons in
it. That's going to be awesome.
Dude, you should make stickers of that.
Yeah.
Please
do. Dude, that would be great. Yeah. Like with like, the beam rifle.
Especially right now since everybody's playing Battle Warfare or whatever.
Gundam Breaker Mobile.
Or whatever the fuck.
Gundam Breaker, yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing it too.
I'm so pissed. They stole my idea. You know, in Japan, the yellow and green triangle for like new drivers. You have to put that on your car.
Yeah.
I wanted to do one for new builders.
I used to know the name of that.
But they did it in the game for all like the beginner quests. Had like that little triangle. It's kind of like the design that I did for the sticker. Now I feel like
how did they know
if I sell it? Because they're...
That's just how it works.
New
it's
types.
Part of the culture.
Nobody likes
shit,
a
right?
new type.
Hey, you just a new type. Get out of my neighborhood, you new type.
Mr. Sparty Pants, I can see war. Oh.
They don't like
it's a New Yorker episode.
You think we're weighed down by gravity? Why don't you get the fuck off my earth?
Yep, that's how I usually
We got fucking tanks. We got rodeos. What do you got, bud?
Yeah, go back up to your giant tin cans in the sky. I don't give a shit.
The fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
Tina, you inspire us so much.
Yeah, I love it. I'm not even doing anything.
But inspiration can come from all shapes, sizes, media, platform.
I think it's fun. Like, all the stuff that you like kind of just sort of, like, mix around in the soup that is your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can use scale modeling as a canvas to push that soup onto.
Yeah, you just pour that soup right on top of whatever you
That's
want.
That's why I'm so anti people just building Gundam model kits. As I mean, ironically, my name is True Gundam. Well, if I could change it to True Plan Me, I would fucking do it in a heartbeat. But
well, you know, like you can
you get
build,
shutters on.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. If you get super into like one model, one type of model kit, there's you know how like video games or like card games have local metas. There's
yeah.
like a meta game that you have to play into because that's how everybody else is playing the game.
Like Magic.
That's right. Yeah, Magic the Gathering has a like a notorious. Every set kind of has like a sub meta where you sort of you're like pushed towards playing your deck a certain way because those are the best cards in the set.
Mm. Yeah.
With Gunpla, like if you pick one type of model kit, it's sort of like that all the time. Military models, for example, have a hyper realistic certain style mm-hmm. of weathering that they expect at IPMS.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, but the thing is, if you build Gunpla and you build those military kits, you start to mix the two.
Yes, yeah. I already have.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah,
doing a Zachary FZ and
you're the master at that.
Dunkelgrow.
Oh this yeah. This is something that we've talked about yeah. In like the first two episodes. Is like seeing the crossover there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that crossover.
Well, certainly for the weathering. Yeah, I think mm-hmm. we brought it up in the context
well,
of that.
You're a big book reference guy. You always come to the meets with like the ammo books and then the other stuff. How are you implying that to your like inspiration? Do you like having a physical media in front of you?
Yes.
For that stuff?
Yes. And in fact, as you guys probably saw on the Facebook, I snatched up that one of the Zeta Plus A1s that came in.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I, you know, grabbed the Joshua Dara's book on his Zeta Plus. I pulled it on my computer again. You know, I bought it twice. It's so good.
Dude, I love that book.
It's such a good
but
book.
I want a physical one. Who was it? I think it was Nozaku Boy was going to like print one or something. I'm trying to remember who was going to print it out, but if I could, I would absolutely print it cuz having that is like I'm looking through the page, seeing the different things that he's done, and I've really dug into it.
How do you use it? Do you just open it up like on your workbench while you're building?
Well, not even when I'm building. Like when I'm building, it's just that's what I'm doing. It's just like you guys listen to music, whatever, listen to podcasts. But just when I'm sitting eating or something, I'm flipping through the things that he's done, and you know, I had it for like what's like almost half a year now or something like that, and I'm seeing things that I wasn't looking at before that he did. That was like. That's pretty phenomenal stuff, you know?
I think having something physical is so different, though. Because I just bought, there's a book I'm going to highly recommend. It's called Sculpting the Galaxy. It's a Star Wars book from the people
that
build the scale models.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
Yeah.
Big book. But there's huge macro shots of like small details you never would have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from the props. These are the first castings.
So the Greebles were just like random stuff they had laying around.
It was
the
all
shop.
Tamiya kits.
Yeah. They would glue like a piece of a transmission from like an old car onto the side of the thing.
Yeah.
No, for real. Like
lightsabers, just a bunch of camera parts.
That's right. Yeah,
the Graflex.
Handheld
flash.
Good luck trying to buy one of those now.
No, for real. The prices.
They raised up in prices.
Yeah.
But I think having those reference books is kind of cool because, like, with Josh's, you get to be inspired from them and then their inspiration they pulled for to do that project.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Star Wars, it's not, they weren't inspired by Star Wars. They were making Star Wars.
Right.
So they were looking at, like, military application, the Space Odyssey, whatever it's called, the first show that came out, how they did their set design.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They were pulling from everything.
In 2001, they were looking at circuit boards. Like, what are these, like, original circuit boards look like, and how can we, like, scale this up and make it look futuristic?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the in the book, there weren't any, like, specific descriptions of any of this technology. They just had
the beginning of it.
That concept drawings, that was it.
And yeah, I love that stuff.
And
that thing about it.
Lucas wanted it dirty.
Lays the foundation for, you know, what we grew up seeing. We just talked about, you know, watching 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It laid the foundation for how, you know, the kinds of things that we get into, the kinds of things that we look at and get interested in, you know. So it's really interesting to follow that kind of through line of things that we watch, things that we get interested in, and then so on as we build our scale models, the kinds of things that we like to put on, you know, that kind of things we do.
I think too, inspiration is something you grow over time.
Because
when I first got into it, my inspiration was Build Fighters. It was the thing that got me into the hobby. I couldn't give a shit less about how Star Wars was made or how fucking Star Trek weapons were made or, you know, Warhammer, any of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
But once you kind of get out of that shutter and you open your eyes like, well, okay, minis are pretty fucking tight. Star Wars ships are pretty fucking cool. You start to incorporate that into like your pool of just shit to pull from.
Yo, like, let's take it back even. Let's pull it back into the music you're talking about just now. I can see that in, you know, the stuff that you've done recently. You know, I could see that inspiration. Certainly, you're listening to it while you're building.
Well, you can see the bolt thrower.
You can see all the orcs and
exactly
the mini Zaka that is actually, I was mainly listening to Immortal and Wardruna, which is like a Nordic, you know, they did stuff for Vikings and shit. But Immortal, it's very snow themed, winter themed, but it's also a little goofy. And like, so with the SD, it kind of worked a little bit too in that favor. I was like, okay, it's a little serious, but like, it's just a dude in makeup playing guitar. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
It's a dude in makeup.
It's just a dude with, you know, fucking, no offense to Immortal. I love you guys. You know, I doubt you're listening to this. But
oh, they're definitely listening to this. Hey.
The motherfuckers. Yeah. How dare you? I don't know why they're German.
just turned off the podcast.
Yeah. But that's a big thing because a lot of the, when I was listening to or building Build Fighter kits, I was listening to like the theme song, the Build Fighters theme song.
That's a totally different feel, but that's also like the theme song was chosen because it matches the show.
It represents
like it represents the kits and stuff that they're brightly colored. Like these things are specifically a part of a game. That's the most important part of the Build Fighters. This thing's a game.
Take
that people play
further back.
Yeah,
like when Mazinger Z and Shogun Warriors, the big thing was the theme song, and it became so iconic. You hear the Mazinger theme song. And you just picture the dude with the fucking slick back hair singing it all, being all crazy. I automatically think of like Shogun, Shoukin, big super alloy robots, not Gundam, but like in that same field.
Well, but it gets you pumped up, right?
Yeah,
like it makes you feel good.
That's
it gets me ready to roll. Mm-hmm.
That's why we do it for the Toy Vault videos. I always pick the theme song of the toy where we're reviewing or showing. Because like I'm fucking pumped on it, and it gets the watcher. They get so integrated, like this is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Henry does that. I forget his username. It's Vegeta. Blah 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 blah.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Henry's been doing a lot of watercolor things, and what he does, he actually has these like MIDI songs from like back in the day, in the forum days, and he puts the song with whatever show he's drawing from. Mm-hmm. And I will sit there and watch the whole fucking video. It is wild. He's also, his commissions are open if you want. They're really cheap, insanely cheap. And it's all original. You get the original art. Mm-hmm. It's watercolor.
The watercolor.
It's insane. But you can kind of tell. I'm sure he's also probably listening to, like maybe watching the show or something while he's painting and coloring this to pull the inspiration directly instead of pulling it.
But see, like that's a psychological space. You know, when you listen to the music, you're triggering like these thoughts and associations that bring you back to like, hey, maybe I should think about this thing which is similar to this TV show.
Speaking of which, I was just song. When you brought up like old TV shows, the new Gundam the Origin anime, the kind of like episode version.
Oh, yeah.
The whole the opening, the ending, and other songs are done by Lunacy.
Oh shit!
Nice. Yeah, and I just it brought me back to like listening to Gravity and other songs back in the day. Is like that's pretty cool.
I think nostalgia has a little bit to do with inspiration.
Yeah, I think it definitely.
Oh yeah.
Because
Absolutely.
To give we'll segue here into a little bit of sponsorship talk, but actually on topic sponsorship talk, USA Gundam Store. We just opened up the USA Gundam, the Gundam forums. The thing is just GundamForum.com. It was like one of the OG forums
with the actual old posts from
Awesome. there's a whole
preserved
library, but you can't.
Good grief.
You can't. I don't think you can reply
comment
to
on
them.
Those ones. There,
well, they're archived. They you know,
I should know. I'm an admin, but I don't know this stuff because I mean, I was on Star Wars forums when you know this forum was around.
But that's how
I was
people
on
like
other Gundam forums.
But that's how you like share. That's how you share knowledge with other people that are in your hobby. Like back when things first started, you send a picture through a forum and somebody takes a look at it and you say, hey. There we go. Can I get your opinion on this?
What was your screensaver?
Oh, my screensaver. It just says Nerd Room.
Oh hell yeah. That's
my Nerd Room screensaver.
But the cool thing is I've actually been low-key getting inspired going back and reading those old posts.
Yeah.
Of like broken imager links or photo bucket links of like people's builds and stuff.
I mean, the same thing with Warhammer. Those old Warhammer forums, there was like a 40K online forum that just had so much content in it.
To go back to the books, I lucked out I've got the Realm of Chaos original book. Ooh. The art in that is so fucking good.
The art style back then was completely different. I mean, I think that they're trying to get back to the original art, but the reason why it looked like that back then was because the artists that they had.
That's what it was.
Yeah, like that's those were the artists that they had, but they were also like, it was super like gothic, and it was gothic and punk inspired, and you had these like people with huge spiky hair with huge spiky armor, and those
it was dudes doing death metal art doing a lot of these
so
art
awesome. Yeah,
so like it fucking worked.
We'll go back to Bolt Thrower again, like that's you know, it works so well.
I'm sure they're probably gonna sue it. They're very sue happy Bolt Thrower, but those first two albums, Realm of Chaos and I forgot the other one, are literally such huge inspirations for people like wanting to do like heavy metal themed shit, because it's they're singing about Warhammer.
Right, that's right.
Their art looks like Warhammer, and it sounds like Warhammer. You know, it sounds like something a fucking Chaos Space Marine's listening to, just shitting on people.
Well, that's what the Noise Marines do. Like, that's
the whole grim, it's the whole thing.
Their guns are guitars, yeah.
But cool, and the same thing, like B, for example, Gunpla Gear. I always say it. Thank you. I always say the name wrong. Her builds are very, like, besides her cursed ones, are very, like, cute. And bubbly, and I'm sure she probably listens to like K-pop or something. You know, I don't know what she listens to.
She
could listen to fucking Behemoth for all I know. While she's painting this,
you know,
shit,
Behemoth, Mayhem, like you know, Amon Amarth.
But you can kind of see people's inspirations from stuff. When I look at some of Bailey and some of your build at crazy shit, I'm thinking I don't know what the fuck y'all are listening to. It could be some like Dream Theater or Rush or some shit. You know, I don't know. Yeah,
a lot like the Astaroth. Dragon Slayer was a lot of Rush.
For real?
A lot of Zeppelin, actually. It was Rush, Zeppelin, and a combination of those philosophy lectures.
So you're telling me you're taking a book out of JoJo where the guy who did the manga was listening to Yes. And that's why they use Roundabout for all the first two seasons or whatever.
Hey,
first season or whatever.
It works, man. I can recommend it. Like, that's a
but
good...
the thing is... Yep. Yes would never work
Oingo
for any other
Boingo.
Anime.
No, you're right. Yes.
Except for the one that was inspired by it.
Yeah.
If you put K-pop over my build, it's not going to match. And you can kind of see where people pull inspiration from, even if you don't know it. You can say, oh, obviously you're a Star Wars fan, or you like metal, or you do this.
It's a genre, too. Like, you can categorize builds in genres just as you can categorize music in genres. You know, sculptures have genres. Paintings have genres. Like, these are all different media that all, you know, they've got themes. You got themes and motifs that all are shared across, like, a collection of work.
I can tell you that I don't have a standard playlist for when I'm building or painting or whatever. It's just whatever pops up on my YouTube or my Spotify or it's another D&D podcast.
Oh, I've been listening to some
usually a podcast recently. But I can tell you I always spray to Deeper Shades of House.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Very nice.
I listen to Master Boot Record when I spray a lot. I've been listening to them and Carpenter Brute, like just some no lyrics, like electronic, something with like dark wave or dark synth or like synth wave, something that I can just zone out and focus on the spray. That works really well for me. Yeah, painting is totally different than building also.
Yeah, painting is different.
Airbrushing is different than hand painting for me.
Well, yes.
Painting is metal, whatever I'm doing.
Well, miniature painting is different from Gunpla a lot. You know, Gunpla is a lot more...
Yeah.
When I'm painting, when I'm airbrushing, that is an industrial precision process.
Yeah. That's why I'm listening to House.
Yeah. When I'm hand painting, that is a messy...
Personal.
I'm like licking my brush. Like,
have
you guys
ever... You're a brush licker?
I'm a brush
licker. He's a brush
you
licker.
You dirty brush licker!
Isn't that a class?
I have eaten so much paint, and it has never
That's
affected...
That's a fighter class, isn't it?
It's never affected my
brush
brain.
Brush licker!
It's never...
It's actually a paint thinner party licker. That's the...
That's good. Yeah, there you go. All right, sure.
That's pretty good.
Woo! Woo!
That's good.
Shout out to early Kyler.
But...
But
like, there's two different modes, though, because you're doing two different themes.
Yeah, I'm probably watching something when I'm
headed. When I snap, when I snap build stuff, I'm watching something or I'm listening to like MF Doom or some shit. Listen to like some kind of like rap or something, because like
Mad Lib.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, Mad Lib, anything.
I like Police Procedurals for snapping.
Okay.
I'll put on like a Law and Order or like a Criminal Minds, Merms.
See,
I like watching Adam Savage videos, Criminal tested Marms? And shit.
That's good. So I'm normally, when I'm doing stuff, I'm normally listening to something I don't have to watch.
Yes.
And it has to be, what did you say?
Okay.
I missed that.
I have headphones and Brandon keeps saying like, Corbula Orbs, Corbula Orbs, Caramel Oreos.
Criminal Merms.
I mentally switched that off because you started talking.
Yeah, yeah. Normally, I can't listen to things that have words unless it's a language I don't understand or it's something I'm super familiar with.
Oh, so I watch original anime all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have to pay attention to it.
It's like because your brain will, you'll pick up that other, you know, your attention will travel to
They're like, what was that lyric again? Let me go back. No, I can't do that.
Well, that
probably
also comes into that focus.
Study listening to music with lyrics.
Right.
Yeah, some people can't do that.
As much as I hate the term lo-fi hip-hop, study chill beat waves, there's a reason why it's so popular.
None of those genres are what you're hearing.
Just fucking vaporwave.
That's not lo-fi.
Just beat packs.
It's not lo-fi. That's not what I qualify as down-tempo or anything like that. They just threw every... They just threw every...
Let me just zone out and drive into
Someone
the neon.
Just took special herbs, 1 through 5, all the MF Doom instrumentals, and just like
a special
did
mix
a shitty mix
and
on them and put like anime behind them. Like, oh, study beats.
Ninja Tune or something.
Did
but
it start to rain?
I get that, though, because I same thing. When I was in high school, I mean, I'm practically fucking stupid, but when I was in high school, I couldn't study and listen to
lyrics.
Regular music, so I started listening to death metal a lot because... Unless you look up the lyrics, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to understand what the fuck's going on. Especially like Brutal Slave, just toilet noises.
You can like block out, you know, you're basically creating like a sound bubble around yourself that allows you to focus completely on whatever you're working on.
It's like
which
meditation.
Is a great idea.
The thing with people watching original like Japanese anime and stuff, not watching the dub version is very popular while making stuff because they don't really you don't have to pay attention. You're not invested in it. It just sounds and like with Gundam and stuff, it works because it's Gundam noises.
Yeah. Actually, it's the opposite for me. I watch ones that I've seen already because I can hear. It's like listen to radio. It's like you can hear them and you've watched it before, so you can imagine without looking at it what's going on.
That makes sense.
Casey Neistat, he has The Godfather playing on loop in a studio. It literally never stops. And
he's not in the studio anymore, is he?
No, I don't know what the fuck that guy is. He's probably like a crack.
He's on the road
now.
Or something.
Wait, with the sound on?
Yeah.
Wait, he's a crack
Very
lawyer?
Low.
He's a crack lawyer?
He's actually one of our crack lawyers.
He's one of our crack lawyers. That's great.
But I do the same thing with Build Fighters and Gumball Beginning G. I actually have a video file that's all the episodes cut out, no intro.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I just have it looping on one monitor constantly.
I've got my flash drive here. Can you drop that Beginning G on there?
Yeah.
Shit. I can find it.
Spaceballs
is another good movie.
Spaceballs would be really
Where
good.
Where the fuck are the Spaceball model kits? For fuck's sakes, Bandai.
I really just want that RV.
Giant vacuum would be awesome.
I want the big comb. I want the big comb.
We're combing the desert.
I found shit. So, inspiration can come from music, physical books, what you're watching. And we talked about it briefly with you, Bailey, with talking with Josh's build, but do you guys have people that you follow or watch constantly for inspiration that are other builders?
No.
And do you want to... Well, you were talking about different themes with miniatures. And
yes.
And someone told me that the SD I did was a Blanchu Itsu?
No.
Blanchu? That word there. You want the B word. I'm borderline illiterate.
I'm going to pronunciate this for you. That says invitational.
Oh my fucking God. That one right there.
Ah.
The B one. Hold on. The Japanese weird looking thing.
That says blanchitsu.
See, it's hard.
That says blanchitsu.
That's what I thought. Blanchitsu.
Which means tiny blanch.
What? Tiny blanche. That sounds like I have like an STD.
You have it. You have the tiny blanche.
You have a tiny blanche, sir.
Also,
how many days? How many days?
Also, Joe, we have the same phone, but your phone looks like it's going to give us a suntan.
My eyes hurt. Your brightness
like
is all the way up.
I had it
Blanchitsu
from outside
or something.
Yeah. Makes sense. So what it is? It's Blanchitsu. A very. It's literally painting in the style of like. Dark, frozen,
really?
Nordic
theme. Look, Blanche. There's the Snowpiercer.
Yeah. It's very dark.
Is that Blanchitsu kind of like?
And
yeah.
Kind
this,
of like, the team that I found is
snow,
called... Yeah.
Snow Dystopia kind of thing.
Like it was like a
in
film noir kind of, black and
yes,
white,
it's
with
a,
really
it's
dramatic.
A,
you,
it's
you
a blueish green noir.
It must be emphasizing the lighter,
like
really
here's
washed
an example
out more so than the dark.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And yeah, it, I really love that style.
I saw the chipping on that. That was like,
that's like a comic style.
The bottom, I was like, I don't like that chipping.
Profundus.
Eventually, we will actually, I guess, good time to announce it. We're going to have a website. Thecuttingmat.com is already taken. Actually, no, it's not taken. They want $1,200 for the domain.
Well, we don't have any money.
Everybody's sitting on everything.
Well, we have some money. Some people, actually, big shout out to everyone who's buying stickers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
We've had two stickers out so far, the die cut logo and the error message one, which I love the error message one.
We actually got one in the mail the other day. It's pretty great.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
And we've had some extra money coming from that, which was really dope. That's been paying for our upload services, which is really dope.
Yeah.
Eventually, we're going to have a Patreon coming up if you guys want to support on there. But we will have a website that will have episode pages in a sense. So then we talk about, like, you talk about the pod racing game and the bonus episode or the guys I'm talking about here. We'll have links and photos and all that shit. You can kind of like follow
blurb
along.
Yeah, we're gonna have a blurb. It's gonna be kind of like a blog, so we're gonna have little posts about each one of our episodes, and we'll allow some space for you guys to comment, and then we can reply to your comments. And then we can make fun of each other, and then you can say I've never listened to this again, and then we can say we don't want you as a listener, and then we get in a big fight, and then eventually, you know, we make up and you realize that this is the best podcast you've ever listened to, and you come back. And you know,
but you only have 140 characters.
Yeah, only 140.
Only
just abbreviate the first letter of every word.
But to get back to you're talking about, like, different, like, themes of inspiration and different people to pull from. I've been pulling from these dudes. Their team is called Iron Sleet. You can already tell why.
Mm-hmm.
It's iron, fucking metal and snow.
Yeah, that explains the hashtag also. Yeah. So it's really cool that you can have a focus on, like, a specific style.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just love a style. You ever, like, get that feeling where you're, okay, well, this is awesome. Some people just do destroyed really well.
Yeah.
Like, their style is, like, shit that's broken. But it's so broken that it is beautiful.
It's art.
Yep.
It's broke Taz.
Which actually reminds me, that's another place that I get inspiration. I look at, like, old rusty machines.
Like, do you have a folder on your phone?
Yes, I do. I have a folder of rust.
I think we all have folders.
I've got a rust folder. I've got a hydraulics folder. I take pictures of all the
hydraulics. You have multiples?
Yeah, I've got a hydraulics folder, a rust folder.
I just created one.
Yep.
I just have a reference folder.
Yeah, like, mine just says reference, and it's just like,
I can't separate it out like
too
that.
Too much stuff
my
to reference.
My phone's way too old.
It's running out of memory.
Yeah.
For making new folders.
Yeah.
The thing about hydraulics is, like, the barrel can be, like, super grimy and nasty, but then, like, yeah, like
the piston
is pure chrome.
Because it has to get, it has that O-ring that keeps it clean.
It lubes that shaft.
You would like following the tagged post of Ammo MIG, the paint company.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of construction paint jobs where it's, like, mirror
tractors.
Chrome pistons.
Oh, I love that
and
stuff.
Then, like, shit-covered metal.
Dude, I am a huge fan of, like, a black and white warning stripe, like the zebra stripe, but, like, black and white or black and yellow warning stripes with rust, like, on it.
Yeah.
That's
hard to do.
It is.
It's not easy.
That is correct. That's why I like
it.
In
real life, it's easy.
Yep.
You just stencil and spray paint it.
In real life, it's easy. You stencil and spray paint it, then you wait 10 years. It's so easy.
I had to edit some pictures like that at work recently. It was not fun.
With like rusted stuff?
Yeah, like I had to make
slide
it look
that
clean and pretty.
Do you do what I do?
Yeah.
Where you do it in Lightroom?
No, I do it in Photoshop.
Dude, oh, you bastard. Do it in Lightroom? They added a texture slider.
Oh, yeah?
And you can slide that bad boy all. You can see all the shit come out.
Oh, yeah, look at that texture.
And then it looks like shit, but you can see text. Like, you can see what you would need
it
to do if you were
it.
Like trying to recreate
just
that with putty
that
and shit.
Texture.
Okay.
That's kind of like one of my secrets. Use that texture slider.
Yeah, use that texture slider.
And you can see all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah,
all the nooks and crannies.
Hell yeah, brother.
Look at those nooks and crannies.
Nooks and crannies.
I'm not wearing headphones, but it feels like I am right now.
But it feels like
it's really not that great.
So, folders on our phone that are not of porn, but they're of reference images.
Well, here's the big one.
Well,
this one's going to send people down a pit hole. Pinterest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Don't go in there.
I got such a bad taste in my mouth.
If you're short on time, don't go in there.
Nope. I hate it.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Because, like, here's the thing. I literally have a browser add-on that disables.
Yes, me too.
But yeah, you showed me that.
Yeah. That's right.
That disables Pinterest
that.
Results.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Suit yourself.
My Google searches have become so much more valuable.
I feel like Pinterest just pulls from Google Images.
I stayed off of Pinterest for years.
It pulls from Google Images.
Trust me.
A lot of different image sources.
I worked with a friend on a startup that was going to compete with Pinterest at one point, and I didn't have Pinterest, and I didn't have a lot of those other things. I downloaded Pinterest about, half a year ago, and
If you want to waste time just endlessly getting inspired, it is just like Google Images, but they've got their
the collection pins, is that what it's called?
Well, it's collections. People have their collections, but they have like matching things, you mm-hmm. know. So it's yeah. got the
like it focuses on keywords OCR. And stuff.
Yeah, okay. So it's gonna okay. hone in on similar things. If you have Zaku, it's gonna pull all the Zaku mm-hmm. images and
you can click on like images or something like that, like a Google search would.
Yeah, I mean, once you start zooming, it's gonna results. Like you said, it's gonna yeah. find things that are very, very similar.
That are shaped the same, that are painted the
yeah.
same.
Yeah, like, I've noticed that while I've been on there, with Gunpla, you get it is very accurate. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You're going to just the same kind of the same paint job styles. Like if you want a certain weather
same
style,
paint,
you can
I'm talking
find
about everything yeah. in line. If you, like I said, you search for Zaku, you're going to get all the Zakus mm-hmm. that were ever made in the last.
Which well, honestly, what sucks about that is yeah. I wish Instagram was like that. It used
yeah,
to
well,
be.
Yeah.
It used mm-hmm. to be. Instagram used to be such. I mean, right now it is a very thriving platform. Mm-hmm. There's a community there. People mm-hmm. seem to enjoy it. At times it gets a little rough on ideas of community. That's a different episode.
I appreciate they've fixed some things. Like
yeah.
it doesn't scroll up to the top as soon as you zoom, you know, oh, yeah. go back
but
in.
But I wish
finally.
They had that feature of when I search for Zaku, it pulls yeah, all right. the Zakus, but yeah. not just like people that randomly throw in like the hashtag.
Yeah, the hashtag.
Ooh,
that's the,
gotta love yeah. those bots, man.
Yeah. yeah. And it ruins it. Yep. It ruins it. But like I'm actually going to try out Pinterest now because I'm interested. I'm interested because we actually have... for some reason, like Holy Mountain shirts got on there, but I always think it's like a bot, but it's actually really saying like shirts I want.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
people
is
are
cool.
actually
you gotta,
using
you gotta set a timer no. for it though, because you will
yeah,
fall into that rabbit
really
hole.
Hit
and
hole
I'm gonna
claw
do it tonight.
Your way out.
It's gonna, what is that?
Well,
more things like this or yeah. something, and then you just go into
yeah,
like
going.
Inception,
I mean, I guess,
like way
yeah.
down.
Now, is
post
it,
after
is
post.
Is it something where like, again, I mean, I'm sure there's people that know what Pinterest is, but I don't. Is it like a like Instagram where you can talk to people on there, or
no,
is it just solely
not
just
not so much
just
that.
A vision
I would
board.
Say it's more like what Tumblr used to be or something, yeah. where it's like, yeah, there are people on there, but you're not really interacting. You're
right.
kind of
just, yeah.
you're just trying to make sure people don't.
You're just posting vision board porn,
yeah.
in a sense.
Well, I mean,
it links to the original sites, though. Like every
yeah,
fun fact, original source.
Tumblr's up for sale right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
we should,
a very low amount.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Nowhere near
was,
$3 billion they paid for
it. Was
it.
Under $30 million the last
oh,
I
really?
Saw.
Pretty much
yeah.
like porn
Yahoo
needs to buy
it.
It
yeah,
they,
yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Put
bring
the stuff
porn
back in. Yeah,
they should
fix
on
it.
On some real shit, when I was using it a lot for, I mean, I still use it once in a while for Gundam stuff because that's not banned.
Flynn used it too.
But yeah, Flynn had some
really good
his articles
form,
I would share.
Long
they
form
were,
articles.
They were great. They were really fucking good
yeah.
and they would blow up.
Mm-hmm.
But when they got yep. rid of the porn,
people drop.
A lot
the hell
of people drop. The thing is,
people
I had a lot
like,
of people that did like
lost a huge
scatter
chunk of
like
right.
well, you
like
have
roaches
space,
when
right.
somebody
yeah,
turns
yeah.
on a light.
And the thing is,
don't
like
turn off the porn, like you know.
Well, a lot of people that yeah. were posting porn or do porn and all that, like they liked it because they can also do other stuff and like
right.
look at Gundams and look
it,
at you know
their
was,
whole
shit.
Life can be.
It
that.
Was
yeah.
it was the world.
You can't do that
as
Instagram.
It actually right. is instead of sanitized like Facebook.
Exactly.
You needed a break between cranks, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Crank one out.
Crank break, yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
crank your hog,
and
then you go look
at
Zaku.
Look at recipes.
Right, yeah.
And then maybe you crank your hog to the Zaku. Mm. Who knows?
Look, I don't know.
Episode title, it's Cranking Your Hog to Zaku.
Crank your hog
to Zaku. A Tumblr story.
And then find an episode of Crank Anchors.
Hey, there you go. It was a great bootleg. It was actually, there's a lot of like very bad piracy going on that site, too.
Crank your hog, crank your yank.
Which, piracy is coming back.
Crank, and then you, yeah. Hog your Zaku.
Hog your Zaku.
Hog your Zaku.
And
yeah.
then find a recipe for, you know, hog.
Hog.
find a hog recipe. Get your
smoke
buffalo,
a big hog
buffalo,
leg and go down to Kmart.
Pork. Yeah.
Simpler cool. times.
Yeah.
Tumblr.
But.
Times were simpler back then. Yeah. You used to go to Kmart and get all kinds of inspired.
Can't do that anymore.
No, not anymore. It's over now. It's over now, boys. We got to find other sources of inspiration.
Evidently, it's illegal. God.
Yeah.
Fucking
can't
Kmart.
Even, can't even go in there anymore.
Yeah. Can't even go to Kmart because they don't exist.
They don't like it. They
don't
so like
is us
go
gone?
In there. God, what is there anymore? There's nothing left.
There's nothing to inspire.
We're actually looking at like a desolate landscape out the window. There's nothing
like...
left.
Yeah,
dude, that's some good folly work. You want to work on my movie called Star Wars?
Yeah, that's not been taken before.
No, I don't think. I think
I'm pretty sure that's an original property.
Oh yeah, for
you've
sure.
You've got right there. It's yours.
Disney who? Never heard of them.
Oh, I bet they're a small company. They probably
it's got a little theme park.
What is the House of Moose?
I know is fucking the Glory Hole theme park in Los Santos. So
such a good idea. Off. That's such a good idea.
Oh. So I think we covered inspiration pretty well.
I think we
covered what inspires, like, some personal recommendations.
Yep. Oh, I got another one. Over the years, mm-hmm. If you look at, like, classical artists and you think about the things that inspired them, like, there's a lot of religion because they were paying for the stuff, but then a lot of those were also self-portraits. Like, artists would insert a self-portrait into their paintings,
mm-hmm.
because it was like, I'm going to get one over on these guys and pay me to build paintings.
Stick it to the man.
Stick it to the man and put myself in this thing. So they put themselves in the painting, and now we can be like, hey, look, that's that weird-looking guy up in the front there. That's the artist. So, yeah, sure, they're inspired to do this work because they're getting paid for it. They like to paint, but they're also like...
The original photobomb.
That is what that is. It's the OG photobomb in oil paints.
Took way much longer.
No, it did. Oh, yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, I just jumped right into this painting in 3 weeks. Yeah, that's cool. Right,
so,
good deal. So self-inspiration, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can look at yourself... use that as inspiration and think about, like, what inspired, you know, I don't know.
Actually, I do have something like that in mind in the future.
I was going somewhere with
it. It's
going
to be a while, though.
It's a trails game.
I kind of want to build on that real quick.
There you go.
Something that I learned pretty quickly and then they reinforced in school was take pictures. You find pictures on the internet, but, like, if you're out and about in the world and
grab
you
something.
See something.
Yeah, we're talking about that.
You record it.
Our folders.
Yeah.
Yep. There's one folder for rust, one folder for hydraulics, one folder for boobs, one folder for...
But you're saying there's a pictures that you took.
Right. Yeah.
Well.
I was just saying, how many pictures of boobs did you take?
Wait, what?
And then, you know, maybe you can't take a picture of it. Maybe it was just like a fleeting idea that you had in your head.
Yeah. But write keep it down.
Yeah.
Or
you've got a notepad in your phone.
If she says
yeah.
you can't, do not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do not.
Honestly, notepad's great. I love the Apple one. Notes is great. I've seen a lot of people carry field books.
Yeah.
I have.
Well, what do they use? They, like, draw? They
just
sketch?
To write down an idea. Because think
That's
about
a good
it.
Idea, yeah.
You're going to more than likely remember the time you wrote down an idea versus the one you're just on your phone. Yeah, field notes.
Yeah. There you go.
It's literally called
nice.
Field notes.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I've got several notebooks. And,
well,
like, little pads and stuff.
For me, my handwriting's terrible. It's really bad. It's illegible. Yep. Public school failed me. We talked about this. But
right.
I want to get one. Because
it turns out you're actually left-footed, and they wouldn't let you write with that. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
I couldn't write with it, and I can't use my butt. Anyways, but...
You can use scissors, though. It's for some reason that
even
works.
Though my handwriting's so bad,
mm-hmm.
I want to get a little field note thing because I know I'll remember when I write something down.
Mm-hmm.
And I can read my handwriting. So unless I die, then Rachel's like, what the fuck does this say?
writing notes.
What kind of hieroglyphic bullshit
what
is this?
What does it mean?
These runes.
Okay, so this is how memory sort of works.
Uh-oh.
Writing something down is like writing it in your brain.
So you're saying that my hippocampus is completely full of, like, scribbles?
Yeah, so if you have
chicken
bad
scratch.
Handwriting, I feel bad for you.
No.
Is that why, this is a serious question, is that why they push still, like, handwriting stuff
taking
in school
notes,
so much?
Yeah, taking those notes, you're activating processing centers in your brain that are actually recording that. As well as your writing.
But you think about the number of steps that it takes.
We have a whiteboard
at work. Like, from thought to speech, that goes through a certain area. From
mm-hmm.
thought to motor control to writing goes through a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
From writing to comprehension, that's yet another step. So
the
when you
more,
think
the more
a thought.
Yeah, the more channels that you're activating, the more likely you are to recall
you,
it later.
You think a thought, you
that
activate your motor neurons,
mm-hmm.
the motor neurons write the thought down,
exactly.
then you're reading it as you're writing it, thus reinforcing the thought.
Mm-hmm.
That is... That sounds like a waste. That's
I need to start writing shit.
I'm glad we have a actual scientist and an actual scholar on the podcast.
My dumb ass can learn some shit.
It's
same.
Like, it's like looking at the channels that we have here. We have, what, 4 channels here?
Yep.
It's all those channels getting activated. Yeah, in terms
system.
Of audio.
Mm-hmm.
Activating more and more channels is going to make your recall much better. You know, that's why, like you
that's
said,
true.
They still
sense.
Encourage note-taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you could record the audio, but you might want to actually listen to that audio.
Well, a good example of that is Phil. Phil builds stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually drawing concept art for his R Plus stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I prefer to draw. So, like, some people like drawing electronically. I do prefer to physical. Draw on paper. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It that kind of reinforces the idea. I like to erase also, like physical
it's
erasing.
It's easier.
Yeah, well, it's sort of. I mean, sometimes it is. Sometimes you got to like really be careful about what you're erasing. But if you're using like a shitty eraser, it's kind of a different situation. But it also sort of like reinforces the idea that this design should look like something. If you're going to erase it, it means you got it wrong.
Yeah.
Right. If you're going to erase it, it means that your drawing doesn't match your concept. Mm-hmm. You start to refine the concept in your brain as you erase and redraw and then erase mm-hmm. and then redraw until eventually the concept in your brain kind
it's
of
close.
Converges to mm-hmm. yeah and matches this thing that's on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I come up with some of my best ideas for DMing Dungeons & Dragons in the car on my way to work.
Speaking of which.
So when I get there, I have to write it down.
Another bonus episode. Rachel
yeah.
wants to do a D&D campaign. You want to do one with the four of us and Rachel?
You find
maybe
yourselves
get Anna?
In a dank
yeah.
alley.
She would be down with that.
Not
the
right
smell
now.
Smell of garbage permeates your nostrils.
Is this a crust punk
there's
D&D
a,
campaign? You have no money, but you have trust fund. That's kind of weird.
There's a rat in front of you.
You have an iPhone, but
I
you're still
rat.
Begging for money?
The rat says, no!
Still eat the rat.
All right.
See, this is
going to
be great.
You have to. I need a constitution save?
Nope.
Yeah, give me a fortitude save.
No, I'm not going
to
roll.
You have to roll.
I can't roll.
A natural one.
And D&D, I can do whatever I want, bud.
So.
Oh,
wait, let me get my
no rules.
Well, you've contracted mummy's rot.
shit. That was fast, Tina. You already did. We haven't played yet.
Yeah.
Is that anything
just,
like trench foot?
Just
no,
like
it's
real life.
For your whole
it's
body?
Worse. Yeah, well, trench foot's just for your trench.
Well, it's cursed trench foot, in a sense.
It's just in the trench. But,
but
hold on, wait. I'll roll. What does a 10 get me?
It's a negative 4.
Oh, okay.
Are we pretending? Because you guys actually have D20s around here, don't you?
Oh, somewhere.
Shit, I got a whole locker
but
full
yeah, that,
of them, bud.
I think that would be a fantastic
locker.
Bonus episode. Because
always in my bag.
Yeah, you can
but
totally
to
kind
of reel it back real quick, yes. I kind of left off of myself when I talked about the inspiration I was pulling from personally, Tino.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to hear from what other artists. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say artists because
another
you
media.
Do. I feel like you do more art than you do scale modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you pull from for both? For both artists? For artists, for
well,
art and
for art.
I mean,
they're both art,
but really, like,
scale modeling and drawing.
The crossover,
art, art.
How is the crossover?
And yeah, how's yeah the crossover?
The crossover is kind of weird for me. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I can't put it.
No,
I
that's understandable.
Yeah, because like
good phrasing.
If it ain't weird, it ain't interesting.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Like I'm still a little shaky with drawing robots.
Makes sense. Everyone's weird with drawing stuff.
Yeah, but like I'm slowly getting better because I'm doing more Gundam stuff for the community
mm-hmm.
to try and inject into the community. So like I'm getting a little better at it.
Gross.
So, but yeah, I feel like I don't know.
Do you like pull from like different like animes or anything for inspiration?
Definitely do. Not necessarily visuals, but like concepts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'll pull concepts from
still inspiration.
Yeah, yeah. From like anime and comics. I'm really digging like a weird horror vibe right now, and I haven't really been able to do anything on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, like constantly seeing your stuff, Joel, and. really wanting to watch a lot of horror movies and then now injecting Carnage into my veins, like into my eyeballs with the new Carnage series that they're doing.
The comic
symbiote.
Yeah,
the symbiote,
yeah.
You mean. Yeah,
the
yeah.
absolute Carnage. Pick it up if you haven't because it's fucking brutal.
I'm
going to
give you recommendations.
Amazing.
If you like, obviously you like Carnage, mm-hmm. you like robots and horror movies, watch Tetsuo, Iron
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
Japanese B movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch that. Actually, watch all three. They're pretty good.
I think I've seen the first one.
It's all black
ago.
And white.
Yeah.
He used TV parts as greebles to mm-hmm. make the main protagonist. Mm-hmm. And that will give you one, after you watch it, you'll be like, what the fuck that is watch?
Yeah.
Second of all, you're going to get a lot of weird inspiration.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to make a Tetsuo model, but like I think of like the grotesque shit I've seen in there,
mm-hmm.
but also the artistry in it, like, and all that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Bailey?
Yeah.
What do you pull from?
This is actually hard when he puts you on the spot, right?
And I saw Tina like, fuck, man, come on.
You're
going to
take a deep
can't
breath.
Can't you say Borderlands?
Yeah, that's can't fall back on
Pokemon
that all the time.
Pokemon and Borderlands.
You can if you want, though. I mean, that, you know.
Who's your favorite Pokemon artist, Tina?
Favorite Pokemon artist?
Yeah.
Ken
Suga.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sugimori.
Yeah, same.
Is that his name?
You can't beat the OG.
You can't beat the OG.
Oh, okay.
There's
the one I know.
Gen 1's fat watercolored. Yep.
His recent stuff though is amazing. Really good. Oh yeah,
this is the same style. Yeah.
The Pikachu that was like
the fat
like,
one.
Yeah, it looks like a basketball. Like a fucking
the menacing
Twinkie.
Mewtwo. Yeah. Like he made. Oh, yeah. Ivysaur and all them just look fucking mean, but cute.
Yeah. With like the pustules on Venusaur. Yeah. Oh man, I remember that now.
Bailey, you're not out of the spot here.
It was worth a try though. It was a good try.
Yeah. I came back to you and I'll give you time to think. Think sometimes. I can't think. I can't say words. Illiterate I am.
It's like the frogs turn in the
for
water.
Building, for building, for Gunpla, I think it goes beyond anime. I think I like just general movies, general things that we watch, you know?
Are there any like builders or like people...
Yeah, I mean, we have a ton in our community for sure. But, well, first of all, let me just draw a broad brush across here. My Instagram and Twitter is filled with Japanese builders.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yep. Definitely pulling, you know, from seeing what they're doing.
And I see that in your builds.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to do that.
But you're also pulling from, like, the realistic military model.
Yes,
community.
For That's sure. Right. I've got a few builds that are, like I said, I have a Zaku FZ come in that's got a bit of that kind of Waffen SS.
Yeah, but your Gurn's back is like super clean, super, you know, it's like Western mecha looking kind of with the paint job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
So
yeah, Western mecha. You know, ride that mad cat down to the
one thing I do
watering hole.
What the fuck? God dang it.
Country road.
Yeah.
I'm inspired by propane.
One
you stick some propane accessories on
one thing I do is like just movies and the themes that I have a build that's it's gonna be far down the line because of you know I've got other stuff but I've got a child soldier theme
Ooh,
coming for a kit so you know because I mean that's
like OAuth MST
well I mean that's what's behind Iron Blood Orphans exactly so you know I've looked at things like that you know of research stuff if you watch oh, what is that Netflix movie called? With Idris Elba, you know? So the idea of thinking about the psychology of a child going through that kind of experience and seeing how that can therefore inspire a build, an ideal know, build in particular. Yep. We got other things. You ask favorite artist for Pokemon. I don't know about Pokemon, but for Gundam, I like Nagano. Mamoru Nagano from Zeta.
I thought so.
Kazumi Fujita, Ebikawa, Kanatake Ebikawa. He does a lot of the IBOS designs. He does Full Metal Panic. Recently, he did Age. He did a lot of the Age designs as well. And he's also in. I was watching Eureka 7 recently, and he was part of the design team for Eureka 7. He didn't do the mechas, but he's part of I think it was the interface design for it. So he's definitely one that I like, and just the kind of style, the kind of things that there's a straight line that you could draw from Full Metal Panic to the designs you see in IBO Grays, Regin Lays, Grimgird, those kind of things. And that kind of style is what I get drawn into.
Oh, yeah,
and then
awesome.
Nagano's kind of five-star stories style. I like. I know people don't like five. You know, like,
I don't know why. I love the five-star stories stuff.
I love like Lead Mirage or, you
it's
know.
It's like you've got like the sleek, pointy looking.
Yes.
Like really thin in some parts, but you've still got the mechanical
it's
portions.
Very, like, it's
visible.
Very like organic too. It's
That's
like,
right. Yeah, yeah.
We're mixing that organic. But in a different way, because you can get that from like Battle Angel Alita or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Nagano
like
has a different approach to it.
This is like things that don't... They're humanoid mecha, but they don't even look humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
They're so... The proportions are so changed that it is humanoid only in that it is bipedal.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't even look human because of how impossibly thin the waist is, how giant the head is.
And the stiletto...
Like, yeah, the stiletto heels, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, that's awesome. It's not, like, totally
it's
impractical.
Not realistic at all.
Yeah. Like, you take one step on asphalt, and that thing's going to sink straight through.
Speaking of which, there's a documentary with on Gundam that's going through YouTube lately.
Yeah, you're saying excellent. That there's no way a 2-meter robot
would 20,
work.
20 meter tall would be on Earth.
20 meter.
And yet we got that.
So, Brandon, mm-hmm. I'm going to put you on the spot now. I'm going to go last because I was able to actually Google my guy.
You Googled your guy?
Yeah. So, what do you pull from like your builds, like Tino and Bailey talked about, and then also, like, who's your favorite artist, builder, anyone you look to for inspiration for that type of shit?
So, Max Watanabe is still my number one. I'll look up all of his stuff all the time, forever. But I don't like seek out any other specific builders. I like to just scroll through my Instagram because I follow people that I like, and then whenever I see things that they do, that inspires me to do things that, you know, like I can look at some things that they do and I think, hey, that's really cool. I could do that. I could do like my own little spin on that thing. So then I incorporate that part into whatever I'm building.
Own little spin. That's the thing that I like try to stick to as well.
Yeah, like, I don't want to straight up
imitate
copy
it.
Yeah, I'm not going to straight up copy. Like
But
it gives you an idea.
Be influenced by it.
Because I also don't think I could. Mm. Like, even if I set out to try to copy one of these builders' techniques, I don't think I can do that because I do things differently than they do. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's got their own style. Mm-hmm. So
routine.
I want to stay true to my style. Inspiration is different from copying.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're inspired to do something, you are inspired to do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my favorite thing. No particular builders, but my favorite mecha artists are, like Bailey said, the Five Star Stories designs are wonderful. Nagano. Those are some of Nagano. His designs are just fantastic. Like those are. I've always been interested in Five Star Stories, and in fact, it is online now, translated, and I read the whole freaking thing.
Oh yeah,
and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Weird story about a god. Super cool though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like it. And there's a movie.
Just wanted to have
there's
fun.
Also,
it's not available.
Bad. It's like the first couple issues, and it's a really good story. For mecha designers, though, in the Gundam universe, this is going to be super cliche, but absolutely Kotoki.
Who?
Yeah, you know that guy. The
who's that guy?
You know the KA guy.
I missed that. What'd you say?
I haven't heard.
What's his name? Kotoki. You know
Kotoki.
He's a guy who's done.
Is he new?
Designs. Yeah, he's new. He hasn't been around for very long.
I think he did Build.
You might not have heard of him.
Build Divers, right?
Yeah, you probably never heard of that guy.
His only thing he did was
Build. No, that's all. Divers. That's it. Just that one thing. You know, I mean, Sentinel. It doesn't matter. It's cool.
Oh, he didn't do Godanner.
So, it was G Savior.
Well, I mean, and he designed all the Seinfeld mechs as well.
Oh God.
Yeah. You think the Seinfeld mechs are bass guitars? They're not.
They're keyboards.
They're keyboards. All the mechs are keyboards. But the thing I like about...
Water slides on the keyboard?
Yeah, the water slides on the keyboards. Every key has a water slide. That's the cool thing about it. Like, you think about what he does to his
that
designs.
That is nightmarish.
They're mechanical looking. The panel lines are in logical places. And there are so many details on there that it's just, like, super cool. Like, I like all the details. From Kotoki, though, I discovered Takigawa. Now, this is a guy who takes the Kotoki designs.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, he's, like, going to spin them. So if you look at the Takigawa design of the Mud Rock, for example, I've been looking at this one recently because I'm building that resin Mud Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at all the Mud Rock designs, his is like the least chunky.
Because
Mud Rock's supposed to be chunky.
Yeah,
this is
a big boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's got like giant cannons on his back. He's like designed to be this combat monster. And actually,
it was ground combat, right?
Well,
it's Midnight Fenrir, right?
This is interesting. So the Mud Rock was designed to fight at Solomon in space.
Oh,
it was designed as a space unit. That's why it's got those giant boosters on its legs.
Okay.
But the generator output is sufficient for it to hover on Earth.
Yeah, so it was on Earth.
Yeah, because it was built on Earth, prototyped on Earth at Jaburo, and then finished later on. Midnight Fenrir ended up taking it out.
Yeah.
You do that in Zionic Front.
Mm-hmm.
There's that whole thing. But that was not the Takigawa design. That was a series of earlier designers that... Basically, in MSV, for example, the Mud Rock was a very simplistic, chunky-looking thing. But, you know, Kotoki and Takigawa took this and made it into something that looks
like
the original Gundam.
Scope Dog.
Yeah, well.
And Machine Krieger.
At first,
it was simple. And
it's simple. It's chunky. The Scope Dog is like a fully functional, you know, it's not a sleek machine. It's a brown boy. Yeah, it's a clunky brown potato.
It's coming
bot.
From
in
the,
a sense, yeah.
It's potato bot. From the British dog, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a super utilitarian machine, but I really like that. I like that design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, like all the 80s MSV.
Dude, I love those 80s MSV things. Yeah.
The art is so good.
Dude,
we're getting treated with them now. With
finally
with the Origin MSD line.
Yep, I'm glad
those
are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I want to know though, what is so Joel? You've had some time to Think about this.
I've been Googling and
you've been Googling up these names and
creating a whole outline.
And I've been watching him on his phone put together a PowerPoint.
PowerPoint presentation.
So, like, Joel, when you go to
Flipping
Denny's,
us the bird and putting us on the spot.
I walk out and go to Waffle House.
Yeah, it's probably a good move. There's plenty of options here.
I order a water because I'm parched, and then I go to Waffle House.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Okay, well, great. This is the Cutting Mat Podcast. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, I kind of already talked about it. It was some of the miniature stuff with the Iron Sleet guys. I pull from Shogun Super Sentai mech designs. That's a big inspiration. Even though I haven't really done much of it, I love the way they did Super Alloy to a dude in a suit.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a big inspiration for me.
Yeah.
And those themes of matching colors, you know, all that other stuff. But in terms of like what I strive for, it's a lot of it's, I mean, metal related. This dude,
but the colors on those suits are
very bright,
but they're bright, and they are also like they do the complementary color thing that you want to put on a miniature.
Yeah.
You know, for miniature color schemes.
A lot of color wheel action going on.
The color wheel action.
It's so good.
Hot color wheel action.
So my main inspiration, which you guys will, by the time this is out, the new clothing line's coming out, so you can see it in there. Gentleman in Japan, in Gifu, Japan. Mm-hmm. Toshiro Egawawa, I think. That's how to pronounce it. He does death metal art. He's been doing death metal since I was in middle school. He's done stuff for like Abigail Williams, Annotations of an Autopsy, all kinds of different bands. His big thing for his album where he does these big paintings, and they're these huge organic rock spires that usually encompass like a building, a castle, a citadel, something, but they look like mountains, but they also look like something that was formed by like fucking devastating aliens or some shit.
Love it.
Like brutal fucking aliens. But the way he does it, it's not cheesy. It's not cornball. It's like, it looks like a fucking planet from Star Wars. Like, it looks like Mustafar almost, or however you pronounce it. But more evil, more pointy. More just devastating and just fucking.
Yeah, but it's nature, right? It's
it looks organic. Yeah. It looks real. It doesn't look like it was just some dude drawing shitty death metal. Because there's a difference between shitty death metal art and like fucking art. One of the dudes that we work a lot with, Brendan Flynn, he does some of the most elaborate shit for some of these bands. It's like he actually did our original Kaiju Monster.
Nice.
And he made it look like it was the idea of it is it's this large rock type kaiju.
Cool.
It's formed to where like the legend of it, I think it's, we haven't really set it in stone, but it's people no pun. But they would, travelers would climb this mountain and then sometimes it would just move.
That's why you don't climb mountains.
Sleeping
folks.
Giant kind like of
sleeping
thing.
Sleeping giant, but it was made from, you know, man-made shit. But yeah, this dude's fucking crazy. But I also love the style, to go back to you, Tino, of Ken, Pokemon. And also, I don't know the name. I couldn't find it in time. The guy who did all of the Initial D art. There's something about the way he did the cars and the characters. It's different. It's his own style.
But that's like your 80s throwback, you know? Like if you,
it's all 80s
you love
shit,
that
yeah.
MSV style, like you love the Initial D style, it's because these are classic anime-looking designs that kind of have like a specific...
Also, Jeremy Klein. He's a skateboard artist. He did hookups.
All
the anime, titty. But like... It's not like, you know, you look at anime, this sounds so weird talking about the podcast. You look at anime titties today, you're that could be anyone.
That could
be anyone.
You look
at a
titties.
Hookup stack or something Jeremy did, you know immediately.
You know immediately
that it's his art. It's so unique. And like, it's one of those weird things where like I don't apply this stuff a lot to my builds. I have a lot of ideas that I do want to apply it to, but it's still just broad inspiration for me that really helps out.
Broad.
That's the thing with inspiration, you know, broad. Big inspiration comes in pairs.
Is the main guy you're talking about for Initial D?
Whoever did
Shuichi Shigeno.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's something I want to talk about inspiration is like you don't have to take a thing that you're inspired by and plop it on your model.
No, you shouldn't. Don't plop.
There's got to be some kind of.
Don't plop. You should spin.
Some kind of like nice equal.
I mean, first of all, it's going through your brain, so there should be some kind of, you know. Evolution that's going through there.
Yeah.
It should be some kind of interpretation.
Well, transform it. You know, take in the idea, send it through your filter, spin it, and then transform it into something that, you know, that you want to make.
I can't sit here and make things look like death metal all day long. Right. I get burnt out. Mm. But I can also think about like Mazinger Z and Super Sentai Mechs and be like, man, that'd be fucking cool. And then you get the idea, and then mm-hmm. you write it down, yep. and then you know,
but if you bring it, if you bring it back to that burnout comment that you made at the beginning, people think that burnout is when you run out of inspiration.
No, it's just but you change your routine.
It's more than that. Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, if your routine changes, you get burned out. But you know, similarly, like you can get bored of the same concepts over and over again. That's mm-hmm. that's like, you know, boredom is burnout. Your routine changes, burnout. You just find some new inspiration and you'll get started right back up.
You can come from anywhere.
Dude, yeah. Star Wars, for me, this past couple of months, for it's a non-comedic shit here, but this past couple of months, I've been burnt out from just seeing Gundam.
Mm.
I haven't watched Gundam in a while, just like, I don't fucking care. And watching these cheesy, like, toy documentaries on Star Wars dudes and shit, and like then getting to the scale modeling documentaries and stuff have just like recharge things mm-hmm. that are not even related to it. Like, I now appreciate seeing Gundam 24/7 now. Well, like, getting back into it.
But think about the difference between painting a Star Wars model, like for the movie. Yeah, I kind of got into this because I was super into those props.
Yeah, yeah, that's what,
like,
got me into it.
I love a crazy gunk wash because it looks like that thing hurtled through space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
picked up like a bunch of space junk. That's what it would look like, you know. So you put on like a thick gunk wash, wipe off as much as you can, but like mm-hmm. whatever stays behind. It's nobody's ever washed a spaceship. Come on,
no, it's too. Like, no one has time for that.
Are you gonna spray water on it? That's crazy.
And
guys.
The whole concept was
space
hand-me-downs.
Is a vacuum. It's not gonna work out there.
Also, it's not gonna slow it down.
It's like the end. It's a series of tubes.
Guys, seriously, come on.
Let's be logical about our spaceship.
Wash a spaceship, guys. See, come on, you nerds. You don't wash a spaceship.
Fucking nerds.
Fucking spaceship washing nerds.
I think. Don't. Long story short, don't be a fucking spaceship nerd.
Don't be a spaceship nerd. Well, okay.
Gundams are spaceships.
Hold up. Gundams are humanoid spaceships, Joel.
But don't be tunnel vision when it comes to inspiration. Pull from all different stuff that you enjoy and put it through that filter that puts it into what you're doing on whatever medium, whether it's drawing, music, scale modeling, art, whatever the fuck it is. Find a way to, it doesn't have to be a direct, you know, incorporation or like, I love Initial D. There's a random, you know, 8-6 in the background for no fucking reason, you know, but I can still.
Case in point, Tex
to the GM 8-6.
That was an interpretation right there.
And that was nice. From inspiration of mm-hmm. loving cars and shit. Mm-hmm. I think the main moral of it is be open to your inspirations, use them in any way you can.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get burnt out, don't blame what you're surrounded by.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what we talked about last episode with the routine, your organization. Once you get back into it, because think about it. If your routine comes off, like if you work a new schedule or whatever, mm-hmm. you're not watching the same TV shows. You don't have the time to read a book. You don't have the time to listen mm-hmm. to music. It may have changed on you. Your inspiration is changing around you because your routine changes.
Well, you know what else is interesting? If your routine changes, you may find that your style does too.
Yeah,
and there's
sure.
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Change
discover
is good.
Something new.
Right. Yes, a style change is going to necessitate a technique change more than likely.
You learn a new technique,
which is
going
to get you to do
style.
Something new.
Yep.
All mm-hmm. right. So that's going to do it here. Big shout out to USAGundamStore.com as always being the sponsor of the show. Secret Weapon Miniatures as well.
Yikes,
and of
guys.
Course, Holy Mountain Printing and Hangar 18, the locals here in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Tino. Holy
Tino.
Shit.
Hey,
Tino.
Tino.
Your new name is Tino.
Hey,
please
don't.
Hey, I'm Tino. This is my name now.
Hey, I ain't no Tino.
Hey, no Tino.
Don't call me a Tino.
I know
you fucking goober.
You know what? I'll meet you down at the deli. We're gonna talk about this over a sandwich.
All right, I'm cool with that.
What's the deal with keyboards and basses? That's New York. That's New York's just Seinfeld episode.
They're in New York.
It's just a chaotic Seinfeld.
New York's a city.
I'm only mildly insulted.
No. All right, Tino.
Hey,
sign us off, buddy.
Take us away.
All right.
This has been the Cutting Mat Podcast.
This has been the Cutting Mat Podcast.
Let me introduce Tino.
I'm Tino with the Cutting Mat Podcast.
Welcome, Tino.
You can.
How do you?
Gotcha. You can find me all over the internet at Big V Roman. To my left,
Bailey under, and now I'm messed up.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
Kamau_Zeta on Instagram. To my left,
hey, I'm Brandon. I do Mecha Genre, which is also MechaGenre.com, Mecha Genre brand shampoo,
And I hope to
dude,
see
you. Dude, you got shampoo?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's that slick gunk wash.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Putting yeah. oil paints in his hair. Nah. Madman.
We were recalled a couple of years ago. Mecha genre shampoo.
Don't use that in California.
No.
To give you
turns
cancer.
Out it's a class 4 pollutant. You should probably just use a website, mechagenre.com.
Nope, Jill's dying.
Keep your hair in your hair.
Yeah.
Well,
please, speaking of class 4, to your left.
To give his own eulogy.
Ooh, he was fat, and no one really knew him.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Put me on a white t-shirt. My name is Joel, otherwise True Gumpa online, truegumpa.com. I don't have any class 4 shampoo. Maybe class 4 beard wash.
You got a conditioner.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Hey, beard wash. That sounds great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This has been The Cutting Mat. If you liked it, give us a 5-star review. It helps out. Stay tuned to future episodes, bonus episodes. We're going to get fucking crazy and watch Grandma's Boy. And yeah, we're also going to have a paint party.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of
paint
fun.
Paint party's going to be real good.
So look out for that. Patreon website coming soon. Till then, enjoy the hobby for yourself and keep on building and just do it badly.
Make sure you do it badly.
Do it badly.
Just stay tuned.
Holy
shit. Do it badly.
In a world where Tino does it badly.
All the time.
It's the real world. It's the real world. Grow up.
It is the world we live in right now. Oh, I'm so glad that Tito made it.
Tito.